Okay, we are in Parak Gimel and Hilchos Sota. Now we're going to actually go through this parak and the next parak to some extent, the entire Sota process. Okay, so all we've dealt with up to this point is things often that either that prevent her from engaging in the Sota process or things that are mechayev for her to get involved in the Sota process. But now we're going to actually go through the process itself. And that's basically the entire parak. So the Rambam says in Lacha Aleph, Ketzad Seder Hashka Sota. How does this work? How does Sota work? So Habal Bali Beis Din, right? Shabiro. So the husband, or the suspicious husband, comes to the local court. The Omer Lahen, he says to them, Ishti Zu Kanasila, Kinesila Imploni, Venistra Ima. Okay, Ve'elu Edi, Ede, excuse me, Edai. So he says, I warned her, okay, not to seclude herself with Ruvain. She went ahead and did it. And I have witnesses, I'll testify. Varehi Omera, she Tara, but she denies it. She says she never engaged in what do you call it, the sexual prohibitions. Vani Rotzil Hashkosa Livdogadabar. And the Baal says, and I therefore want to go ahead and have her drink the Sota water in order to check the veracity of her denial. Once this happens, Ubezin Shoman Divrei Edim. So Bezin listened to the testimony of the witnesses. Umosunlo Shnei Tamid Chachamim L'Shamra. Once that happens, then they immediately bring in two Tamid Chachamim to keep an eye on the husband. Shema Yobo Lea Kodim Shasia. Because the concern is that maybe he'll have sexual relations with her before she drinks from the waters. Why is this important? Sharei Nesra love, right? Because once this process is initiated, right? Once the kinna and stira takes place and now he's gone to Beis Din, right? Harei Nesra love ad shetishta, because she's usher to him until she drinks the water. And then, umashatha no sol Yushalayim, they send him to Yushalayim. She'ein mashkin es sota el Beis Din gadol shel shivim zekein and mikdash, because sota can only take place with Sanhedrin. So that only takes place in Yerushalayim. So basically, wherever he is, he's sent off to Yerushalayim to go ahead and start the case. Alacha Beis, now he giyo Yerushalayim. Once they get there, Beis in a gadol moshivin osa benayin. So then basically what happens is the Beis then, Sanhedrin takes her, sits her down, so to speak, okay, umiyamin alea, right? Shalovnei baila, umafchidin osa. So basically, they kind of scare her, they frighten her without her husband present, pachad gadol, right? So they scare her because they don't want her to drink. Shalot tishta, they want her to avoid this process. V'omrla, biti, right? Harbe yayin, what do you call it? Harbe yayin osa, harbe schok osa, harbe, yaldos, osa harbe shchein meroyim, osim, al tergami l'shem gadol shifta gedusha shim chalamayim. So basically what they say is, listen, we know that, let's say if you get drunk, or if you, what do you call it, if you're too joking around, or if you have bad neighbors, right? All these things are potential causes for why you went ahead and did what you did, okay? Don't, they're pleading with her, do not go ahead and engage in this process, because what will involve is taking the Shem Hashem, which is written on the Megillah Sota, we'll get to that soon, and it's a race in the water. We want to avoid this phenomenon. So they plead with her, you know, acknowledge if you did anything. This is a time to come clean. Velmer Vala, they say to her, Biti harbe kadmocha v'nishtifu, right? V'nashim gedolim v'karim tekef yitzron aleyan, right? V'nichshalu, okay? So they actually say to her, and this is actually very powerful. They say to her, my daughter, you should know that there are people much greater than you, who basically, what do you call, fell prey to their yitzahara, so to speak. And messed up, okay? And so, you know, and you can acknowledge if you made a mistake. They tell her the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Fascinating. And they tell her the story of Reuven, who in the literal shot of the Torah, had sexual relations with one of Yaakov's wives. They tell the story that way. As well as the story of Amnon and his sister. Why? Because basically they want to make it easy for her to acknowledge if she did something wrong. Im amra hin nitmesi, right? O eni shosa. And if she says after hearing all this, you know what? I confess, or I don't want to go down this road of sota. Yotza below ksuba, she gets divorced out of ksuba, the holachas law, and she goes on her way. Okay, lach gimel. Now, amda b'dibura shi tahara. Let's say she sticks to her guns, says, I am innocent of this accusation. Mivian Osa Lashar Mizrachi Shal Azara Shugnege Kodesh Garashim. So they take her to the eastern gate of the main air, of the main Azara that's near the Kodesh Kadashim. Umalin Osa Mimakam Mimakam. Very interesting. And what they do is they kind of walk her around. They take a very, very long-winded route. Makifimba, right? Kidei liyaga achetiksar nasha ulai toda. So basically, they wanna make her take this long route, like to make it to extend the trip as much as possible, to tire her out, in the hope that, so to speak, her nefesh, her spirits will die down, and this way she'll acknowledge the fact that she was guilty. So if you notice, the theme so far is preventing the sota process from ever actually being initiated. Allah Adala. Now im amda b'dibura. Let's say she says, no, you could do all this you want. I maintain my innocence. They bring her to the Shar Mizrach and they keep her there. Okay. Haisa Miskasa Bilabanim, Miskasa Bishkorim. She was wearing white clothes, we changed her into black clothes. Vimayu Ashorin, not in law, if she likes black clothing, or she looks good in black clothing, Miskasa Bibaganim Sheba Bhanoi. She must wear garments then that do not make her look pretty. Umasirin kol choli kesef vizav shaleah. And all gold and silver jewelry is removed from her. Okay, Allah hey, when the cops in Alea kibbutz gadol shenashim, and what ends up happening is many, many women from all over come together to watch this take place. Shekol nashim and emsosham chayavos larosa, because there's an actual halacha that all the women who are around there are obligated to see this. Right? Shenam Mark says bichestol, but no shekol nashim. Now, of course, we call ish yachvos lava larosa yovav yira, but any man who wants to come see is allowed to go. The Yomedes Benayan, she stands among these women, right? Below Redid Ulamit Pachas, right? She's not wearing basically a veil or any type of a coat, cloak type thing. Ella Bivigdea, right? The Kofach Shah Arosha, Kamosh Isha Basok Besa. So basically, she's wearing a regular clothing and a, what do you call it, a little cap, right? That on her head, like a woman would wear in her house. So whatever her normal in house clothing would be, that's how she's dressed at this point. Interesting halacha. We don't keep her, any of her servants or maidservants there. They're not allowed to be there. Why? May she makaris, O son. Because if she does recognize them, she'll like feel better about herself at that point. And we want her to feel really, really bad in order for her to not initiate the sota process. Okay, halacha zayin. Now, what happens? Mashbia Kohen Balashon Shimakaris. Now the Kohen steps up and makes her swear in whatever language she understands. Umodia Bilshona, right? And he tells her in the language she understands. Shelo Garma Elakino Vizkino Vistira, Shekanla Baila Vinistra. Okay. He basically explains to her that why is she being subject to Sota? Because of the Kina accusation and the Stira. And he says to her in a language that she understands, and this is going to be a quote from the Torah, in lo shachav ish osaf im lo satish tima tachas ishech, inaki is all spoken from the Torah here. Inaki b'me amarim amarim ha'ele, v'aki satish tachas ishech, and it meis, v'yiten ishbach ha'shachavto v'alde ishech, yitan Hashem osaf la'olav l'shav osaf hamech, etc., etc., which basically is reviewing what she did wrong, the warning, the potential punishment, okay, the curse, the process of drinking the water, all this is contained in the Torah. Towards the end of this halacha, it says, V'hi omeres, amen, amen, b'lashon shimakeres. She must acknowledge. Amen is an acknowledgement in whatever language she understands. Umodia, then he has to tell her, Shabetten hi tilaket tchila, v'hayerech besof. He has to explain to her that what's going to happen first, her stomach will first be affected by the sota water, if she's guilty, followed by her thigh, okay? Okay, so literally this means we don't want to create a negative impression concerning the water she's about to drink, right? So she has to know ahead of time this was going to happen to her. After this, maybe Megillah shall or Tahar, Kamosei V'Tahara, so a scroll, what do you call it, a Megillah, scroll of cloth is brought out, like for Sei V'Tahara, V'chosev Aleah B'lashon HaKodesh B'Dio, and you write on this sefer in Lashon HaKodesh with ink, she'embo kalkuntum l'shma, kalkuntus l'shma, right? The shalisha kemo haget. So you have to write it, what do you call it, in a way where it's clear that it is being done for her, okay? The kosev of called varnish shvi'o sabahem, os fa'os mila mila. And you must write down exactly, okay, exactly, precisely, every single thing that was said to her, right, in the previous halacha, word for word, letter for letter. The Chosev es Hashem Kiksavo, you write God's name as it is, then a Chosev, Amen, Amen. But you don't write the words Amen, Amen, because that's what she actually has to say, okay? Halacha test, V'akakach, after this, maybe Kli Charesh or Nasa B'malacha, they bring over a Kli, a earthenware Kli that was never used before, Me'olam, V'lo Yirek Kli Bala Me'orech Hazman. And it can't look old. Vimek Zero L'kif Shana Shadish Chadash Kasher, but you could take an old Kli and kind of refresh it in an oven to make it look new, that's fine. Benosim L'socho, now this is where the Mincha part comes in, you put into it a Chatzi Log Mayim Min HaKior, okay? You put in a half a log of Mayim from the Kior. The Kior is the faucet system, so to speak, the Kli that the Kohanim washed their hands from. Uvachatzi Halog Shehava Mikdash Hayamodada. And they would use the Kli that was a Chatzi Log Kli, they had a volume flasks in the base of Mikdash, they'd use that to measure this out. V'nichnas bo l'heicha. And then the water is taken into the actual heicha. Okay. Halacha Yud. Umakom hayasham. Ama al ama liyamin. So inside the heicha, there was an area that was one ama by one ama. Liyamin and nichnas, to the right of entering. Ubo tavla shel shish v'tabas kvua ba. And on that right side, okay, there is an area covered by a tile made out of marble with like a ring, right? Tabas is a ring attached to it. Now, magbia hatabla, right? So the Kohen would lift up that tile, the lokech afar mikarka mishkan, and he would take some dirt from the, what do you call, from the ground. Okay, here it's coming from this is brought down by the mishkan, but by the mikdash, the nosno alpanei amayim, and he places it on top of the water that's in the kli, kadesha yira alpanei amayim, so that you can see the dirt floating on top of the water. Vinosim Lasoko Davar Mar, right? He also would place something, what do you call it? Something bitter into it. Could go in La'ana, which literally means wormwood, Uriotsaba, because it says in the Torah, Mehamarim, it must be bitter water. Umochek Lasokana Megill Lashma, and then he takes the writing of the Megillah and dissolves it inside the Kli. The Yimchok Yafa Yafa, make sure all the ink is erased. Actually, Yishar Megillah Rosham Neker, until when you look at the Megillah, there's no sign whatsoever of any writing to have taken place. Okay, Lachiyud Aleph. The Akar Kach Kohen Acher Ba'alea. Now a different Kohen comes along to her, Mikone Azara. The Ochiz Bivigdea, right? He takes hold of her clothing, Mikoneged Panea, right? The Korea Achu Megales Liba. And he tears it open until you can see her heart. Well, Megales Saira, and he takes whatever hat she's wearing off. The Soser Machafos Rosha Kedelanavla. And what he would do is that, let's say she had like braids in her hair, for example, he'd get rid of them. So she looks all disheveled. Well, maybe Chevel Mitzare Kedela Haskira Maisa Mitzrayim. Okay, then he would actually bring over Chevel Mitzri. He'd bring over this, what's literally called an Egyptian rope, to Kedela Haskira Maisa Mitzrayim, right? To basically allude to that which took place in Egypt, to us, that she did. Then Lo Matsu Mitzri, if you can't find an Egyptian rope, maybe Chevel Mikol Makom, you could use any rope. The Kosher L'mala Midadea, right? And now the rope is tied above her breasts, Kadesh Lo Yiplo Abagadim, because we don't want her clothing to fall off. The Nimsei Saruma, and she will appear naked, Shari Nikru, because remember, the clothing's already ripped. So to ensure it doesn't fall off, this rope was tied around her Begadim. Alach Yud Beis, V'akrakach, maybe Yisaron Kemach Saorim, right, Michel Baal. Then what would happen is an Yisaron, right, which we'll get to that measurement when we get to the base of Mikdash stuff, of barley flour, okay, that belonged to the Baal, meaning the Baal must have purchased it, the Noso B'Kfifas Mitzris, okay, and it's placed in, literally this is called an Egyptian basket. V'achevel v'akfifa b'ayin mishyari lishka. You guys should remember that from Hilchos Shkalim, that the rope and the basket came from the money that was remaining in the lishka, that room. Benosto al yadea kedei liyaga. And the basket that has in it the kemach sorim is placed on her hands to tire her out. Okay. Lachid gimel. The akrakach, after this, lokeach ha mincha min akfifa. So after this, the mincha, okay, which is literally a flour, usually a flour oil, Livona offering. Here it's just flour with some water. Lokeach mincha min akfifa. The mincha is taking out of the basket. The nostal klisharis. It's put into a kli that was used for karbanos. But no shemen or levonos placed on it. And not only that, vim nasan, if the kohen went ahead and placed shemen or levona on the actual kemach zorim, loke al shemen v'yatzav levona v'yatzav, he actually get malchus for each one. Because it says in the Torah, shenemar lo yitzok alei hashem alav shemen, lo yitzok alav levona. So the Torah prohibits you from using either one of those. Okay? Alach yudad, v'chol zman sheporea rosha, v'nosen ha'yisaron al yadea. So throughout the period of time that the kohen had her hair uncovered, right, and he's putting the isaron into on her hands, yuhamayim bechli biyad a kohen, right? The kohen should hold the kli that has in it the water, right? The yira osa samayim, and he has to show the water to the woman. Shemar biyad a kohen yu mehamarim hamarim. Okay, so he shows her the water. Finally, halacha tesla ba'akrakach. What happens? Mashke osa. So after this, what happens? She has to drink the water. So basically, literally, he gives it to her to drink. The achar shetishta, after she drinks, lokech kli ashara shebo mincha, then he takes the kli that has the mincha inside it, the nosno al yadea, he puts it in her hands, the koach meniach yado tachtea, then another coin comes along and puts his hands, or this coin puts his hands underneath hers, umeinifa v'mizrach, and they do what's called tenufa. Tenufa means waving it around, okay? Kishar kol tenufos, like any other tenufa. Molokumevi mala morin, okay, where this should sound exactly like what's done with a lulav, basically front, back, up, down. The achar shemenif, and after tenufa's done, mega shemilcha lekaren jomas rabba shal mizbeach. So then he brings the korban, okay, to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and he does what's called hagasha, which we'll get to what that is in korbanos. Kishar minichos shel yachid, like any other minichah yachid brings, the komates. Literally, that means he takes a fistful out. We'll get to Kamitza also by Menachos. Umakti are komates. He does haptara. He burns the komates. Vashar nechal kohanim. Whatever's left is eaten by the kohanim. Okay, alacha tezayin. Now, what's the result of this? Im taharahi, if it turns out she is, innocent, yotza v'holachas law, right? So what happens is she leaves, right? And she can, she can return to her husband. Dariyum v'taras avayla. Now, but let's say she is guilty, okay, and she committed the sexual iser, miyad panea morikos, venea boltos. So what happened was is that immediately her face would start to pale up, her eyes would start bulging out, vehi mismalea gidin, and then like her veins would start coming out, vehein omrim hotziua hotziua, and then everyone would shout out and say, get her out of here, get her out. Why? Shulot tifrosh nida. Because we don't want her to start menstruating. Because then if she did, that nidos mitamos ezras nashim, they make the ezras nashim tame. Vehein motzien osam ezras nashim shiyom edesla. And they take her out of the ezras nashim that she's where she's standing. And then what would happen? Ubitznat savat betchila, her stomach would start to grow and get bigger. Vachrach tipol yuracha mitamos. And then afterwards, her thigh would explode and then she would die. Okay. Alachid Zion. Uvosa shashatamos, okay, he yamos and noef shehishka al yada. So it's important to know that at the time that she dies, the guy that she slept with also dies, okay, b'chol makom shehu, wherever he is. So the moment she dies, if he's a million miles away, he dies as well, right? V'yaralom me'orosh irulahen latzvos betin v'lam pilyar, okay? So this same idea of what it called, of the stomach exploding, the stomach expanding and the thigh exploding, happens to him also. It's a common misconception. People think it only happens to her. It happens to the guy too. The Chol Marma Elu, all these apply b'shelo chata ha-baal olam, as long as the Baal never was involved in any inappropriate or usher sexual relationships. Aval im Baal b'ila shel iser, right? But if he did, ain't a mayim bokeh tishta k'mosh grandu, the mayim won't work. Okay, the mayim only works on a husband who is nucky, who's never engaged in anything, any prohibited sexual relationship. Okay, alach yuches. Vim avar behishkas ishto. Now, let's say the guy did that and then and had his wife go ahead and do sota anyway. Harezen mosif achatasa, right? So he's adding what it called to his sin, right? Peshash a pasha shagorem l'shema mefurash sheyimcha b'mayim lebatala. Right? So it's interesting. What's going to happen is that he's causing the Shem Hashem to be erased for no reason whatsoever. And that brings a bad reputation to this sota process. Why? Because the wife will say, yeah, I slept with the other guy, right? And guess what? I drank the water. It didn't do anything to me, okay? And she doesn't realize that the reason why the water didn't affect her is because her husband was a bum. So that's the reason why we say that. Lefika halacha yates, misharaba ha-menafim, right? Begiloi v'bayis sheni. So since the incidents of adultery exploded openly during the times of the second base of Mikdash, but lo Sanhedrin's Me'amarim. That's why Sanhedrin got rid of Me'amarim. There's some call a custom of Kabbalah, and where they, how do they have the right to do this? Because they darshan out from Hoshea, lo efkar av rosefem, ki tiznena v'al kolosefem, ki tinafem. So clearly what we see here from Lachi Yotes is that Sota only works, so to speak, in an ideal society, where the concept of adultery is like very, very rare. Okay, Malach HaChaf. Now Sota Shehayola Tzchus, Tamatara. If a woman has a schus because she learned Torah, afpi she'ena mitzuva al Talmud Torah, even though she's not chayiv in Talmud Torah, harezu tolala, right? She gets to live a little bit longer. Okay, ve'ena mesa l'shaita, ella nimokes veholekes. Okay, it's interesting. This is difficult to understand why this is good, but basically she continues to get weaker. Meaning, let's say she earned a 2-year reprieve, so it's not like she's healthy for 2 years and then dies. Rather, she starts getting sick. More and more sick. The chalan kvedim ba'inaleh. Achatamas achashana shtayim oshalosh. So she'll get to live longer because she learned Torah, but it's not going to be a smooth ride. Vehi mesa b'tzias betin v'nefilas evar. She'll still die because of her thigh exploding and her stomach expanding. Yeah, Ron, you had a question?
If the guy was like Boel Aramit, right, is that considered something that would that would cancel the effect, or is it just a matter of things that are like diorisa niuf?
So we'll get to that. That's going to come up. Excellent question. Alach hafal, not here in this parak, but it's going to come up. Alach hafal, if that sota shishasas me'amarem v'lomesa miyad. Right now, this is also interesting. If the sota drinks the water, then she doesn't die immediately. Harei hu mataras habayla. She's actually permitted to return to her husband. Dafil haya kohen, even if he's a kohen. Daf al pishes chila chalon lava leah. Right? And even if she starts exhibiting sota-like symptoms, the chalu share varea, right? And let's say her limbs start being affected. But since her stomach didn't expand or her thigh didn't begin to explode, harezu mutaris, she's still mutter to her husband. Avam mishahisko, bitna laxvos v'yarecha limpol, harezu asura v'dais. But once you see evidence of her stomach getting bigger and her thigh going to explode, then for sure she's prohibited to her husband. Let's say she was innocent when she drank the water. Okay. It's interesting. There's an actual positive effect to drinking the water. She becomes stronger and her face, glows. I'm not sure if that's just a relief, but whatever. Right. And if she actually was sick, okay. Yasor, but tis aver, right? Not only will she get better, let's say she was unable to have children. That will be removed. She'll get pregnant. Tell Zachar, she'll have a boy. Right? And let's say her births in general were very challenging. She'll give birth very easily and quickly. If she normally would give birth to girls, she'd give birth to boys instead. So if she's innocent and she goes through the sota process, things will work out well for her in the end. Let's say the witnesses come along and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. That woman who drank the waters, she actually committed adultery. Harezu teitzei b'lo ksuba v'asur l'bayla, right? She's now usher to her husband forever, and she must get divorced out of ksuba. V'afil lo ira lo davar midvar me'elu, even if she wasn't affected by the meisota. Why? Me'she'ena mayim botken ela me'she'ena edem shemodim znusa. Because the water only works if she doesn't have witnesses who said they saw her commit the act. The od shema b'ayla ena menuka me'avon. It's also possible that her husband's not clean of chait. And that's why the water didn't work. But if one witness comes, the man says she committed adultery, then she still can remain married to her husband. And finally, now let's say a woman was forced to have a sexually usher relationship, so to speak, or did it accidentally. Or let's say, She was lying naked with the guy she was warned not to be with, right? But she didn't have sexual relations with him. Ainamai Bokinosa. Okay. The Mesota won't work. Shanam Marvahilo Nispasa, right? She wasn't, so to speak, taken against her volition. Pratla Nusa, Shere Nispasa Bechazaka, right? That excludes someone who was, for instance, raped. Vitimo Mal Beisha Prat Lishogeges. It says that she was unfaithful. That means it has to be intentional. This Shogeges, she was unintentional. Vishakov Isha Sashiv Chazera Prat Lavolea Derek Ibarin. And he has to have to actually have sexual relations with her, not just to lie next to her naked. Okay, that ends Perek Gimel. Perek Dal, we'll finish up Hilchos Sota, and then we'll probably start on Thursday, Isurei Bia.